always a pleasure to talk to Ted Kristoff, Kristoff and Sons Floor Covering, who has flown in today.
Great roads.
How are you?
Wonderful.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. How are you?
Doing good.
That's fantastic.
Doing good. You guys are busy.
Boy, Greg, we are busy. God has blessed us inside and out, and we're very, very thankful for all the work that the community has given us.
We were just talking about during the break here, chip shortages, and you haven't run into that.
You know, we don't have any chips in our flooring. Well, you know, industry-wide, there is the shortages of a lot of our stuff comes from overseas, or maybe some components that even the American-made stuff has components. They're stuck in those shipping containers. But we personally, locally, we've been buying and buying and buying and increasing our inventory all year long, knowing, because we've been talking about shortages for a long time. So we're stocked full. Our inventory is at least four times larger than it was 2 years ago. So we're looking for flooring, carpet. We have lots of carpet, and we have lots of LVT, area rugs in stock.
How is this time of year for you guys?
Well, this time of year is really dependent on the weather, so it's kind of strange. We're trying to finish up a lot of commercial jobs. The weather starts cracking, and we got to finish up and button up jobs. Residentially and retail, it kind of depends on the weather. You get good weather, people come in, you get that first chilling, bone-cold snow, it slows down a little
bit. You're killing me with that short-sleeve shirt today.
Hey, it's a sweater. It's a beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
I believe that you can influence the weather in your own mind.
Okay.
My wife says can't wear white after Labor Day or something. I refuse to do that. I'm going to wear white and beautiful colors, and I look good in color.
So busy, and in fact, you're so busy. I think you talked about this the last time you were here, that you have really closed down Monday for appointment only.
Yeah, I hate using the word closed. We are open, but we want you to make an appointment with your salesperson. It's really a day to give our sales staff an opportunity to get caught up. We want to continue to give good customer service, which means we have to get our estimates done, our bids wrote up, our phone calls made, and our emails made, and get the work done. And we just don't have enough staff. We've heard that everywhere. So we just thought we'll close Mondays for appointments only, just to slow this train down and allow us to do good work for those who want to hire us.
Yeah. What's the turnaround time on a normal job, Ted?
Well, that's the funny thing is I don't know what a normal job is anymore. Everything just keeps changing and changing. And I would still say for the easy jobs, there's a lot of easy ones. People just want to change out a floor, change the living room carpet or put LVT in the kitchen or even do the whole main floor. Not anything remodeling. That's still only about 2 to 3 weeks. It's when you get bigger projects where they're, the whole entire house up and down, and there's some demolition involved, especially if there's kitchen cabinets or bathrooms. Those can push into the 5, 6, 7 week. Cabinets, though, on the other hand, we talked about the shortages. That has been a very difficult year for the cabinet industry. What we normally have always relied on, 6 weeks delivery for custom cabinets, they're in the 8, 10, 12, 14, in some cases 20 weeks range. Now, we think we've seen a peak, and they're starting to come back down, the back orders, the backlog. So I think next year, another 6 months, we'll be back on track. But if you're looking at a kitchen remodel, be patient, because it's going to take a long time. And you should be patient anyway, because there's a lot of decisions to be made, so we want to get it right.
You guys have a great cleaning process, and this is the time of year people like to, get their carpets cleaned.
Yeah, there's a little transition. We know once the Christmas tree goes up, we're probably not going to clean your carpets. So if your tree is not up, call now. We do have space available for carpet cleaning. But once the tree goes up, we see a shift into a commercial cleaning. We start to see businesses and restaurants all start cleaning. We'll do a lot of offices will slow down, and it's time now to clean the offices. So we'll clean at night, we'll clean weekends, we clean days off, holidays. We can do whatever commercial cleaning you're looking for, and just give us a call.
What's the trick to cleaning carpets?
Well, the trick is you got to have hot water. I mean, before we became professional carpet cleaners, I really didn't value carpet cleaning. I'll be honest with you. We sold carpet all day long.
Right.
We referred good people. But once we got in the industry and we really learned it, and that's been, 20 years now, you need hot water. And home machines just don't give you hot water. You know, your tap is 140 degrees, and you, at best, it's dropping every minute that you're using it. We are at 200 to 210 degrees minimum. I mean, that's why they call it steam cleaning. We really don't use steam, but just below steam is hot water. That brings the memory of the carpet back, as well as it cuts grease and dirt and oils from our feet. Then using a solution, a chemical, a soap solution, you know, you can call them surfactants, you can call them whatever they are. They're green. They're nothing that we use that's harmful. But we need a detergent to cut the dirt. And our detergents, our professional cleaners, don't leave a residue. So when we put it on and suck it off, it's gone. Most people use the wrong soap, the wrong detergent, the wrong cleaner, and they use too much of it. And then what happens is you leave behind detergent, which then attracts dirt. And then they'll say, oh, that spot came back. Well, it didn't really come back. You got the ketchup out. You just left soap behind, and then that soap attracts dirt because that's its job. So that's really the trick, is just hire us. We have such good specials that I don't know why you would do it yourself.
Yeah. So you're here also for the commercial contractors.
Yeah.
What's going on with that group?
So the Jackson Commercial Contractors is a great organization. If you are at all, if you're a business that at all serves the commercial industry. So we're more than just general contractors, although we have some of the greatest general contractors in Jackson as members. But we're also plumbers and drywallers and flooring guys, as well as insurance agents and you know, other financial advisors, everything that deals with commercial. So not only there's a kind of a twofold benefit of JCCA. One, as a member, we tend to do business with each other. We build networks and relationships. And so there's a lot of good benefits of being a member. So if you, anyone out there listening, is a commercial contractor or does business with commercial, they should go to jcca.biz and join. We're together. We are a strong unit. Beyond the membership, for the community, it's a good organization to continue to preach the word of how buying locally helps our community. You know, when you buy a plumber, hire a local plumber, you're not just helping his family or his business, which is a noble thing to do anyway, but they spend their monies locally. Local plumbers go to local schools, or their kids do, and they spend their monies at local businesses and buy cars locally, and they that money turns around seven times in a community. Now, if you hire a 1-800 out of town, that money is gone. And it's spent locally in that other community. And so you're going to find that we can boost our own community around and around and around seven times, but every dollar that's spent commercially. So we're a commercial organization, so we're really talking to all those businesses out there that are looking to hire a contractor, an electrician, a builder, a roofer, a plumber, landscapers, flooring, and any other business that you're looking in for your commercial business. Go to jcca.biz, find a list of our members, and hire somebody from there.
They've been busy, too. I mean, back during building week when we talked to them, they were all, you know,
everyone
they were
is busy.
All booked out.
It is. We're still trying to figure out what exactly is driving this this demand. But I'm sure interest rates has a lot to do with it. But the economy, the residential economy is strong. And when the residential economy is strong, that makes businesses strong. And when businesses are strong, they reinvest their monies back into their business, which generally means they're growing and adding on and remodeling, which puts a demand on for commercial contractors. So we're busy, and we're very thankful for it. And we're very thankful for the Jackson community, because they definitely understand the importance of hiring locally. We see it all the time. We see businesses with signs up, and we see our members parked in the parking lots of building construction sites. So we're doing well.
We know you're pleased with your move downtown, but how have you seen it change over the last decade? Business downtown.
Oh, business downtown. Well, it has been fantastic. You know, I've been trying my best to be more than just watching the transformation of downtown. I've tried to be a part of the Chamber of Commerce and the DDA and Jackson Commercial Contractors, and it's amazing just watching and looking and seeing how beautiful downtown is, and it's going beyond downtown. It's now it is moving out further and further into the surrounding areas, but it is a great place to be. I am very prideful when I tell some of my friends who are visiting or thinking about buying something in Jackson, I'm like, come downtown and have a bite to eat and spend some time downtown and go shopping, and you'll be pleased. So anyway, I just think downtown is fantastic. We have to have a downtown. Everyone has to have a vibrant, beautiful downtown. It's our identity, and I think we've hit the mark. Lots of work to go, but it's gorgeous. And there's speakers downtown. You heard them. There's the speakers are on now, so you go downtown and okay. There's lots of nice music.
Well, you remember the days when you could shoot a cannon.
Roll a bowling ball? Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do. There was hardly anything going on. And, you know, there's stuff happening all the time, and I think that there's more coming. Obviously, a lot of it is surrounded around food, but the retail downtown is growing. So there's a lot of good shops. So there's another new organization, the Downtown Retailers Association. I apologize if I got the name wrong. I just joined a couple months ago, and we're really looking at bringing activities to the participants. There was the witch hunt the other day, around Halloween, where you go from business to business to business and get your scan your QR code and win points and win some prizes. But while you're there, you get a glass of wine and you could shop the stores. They all had specials. We have more of those planned. And so we're the retailers downtown want you to come down and shop, not just eat. We want you to do both. We want you to eat, drink, and shop. And when more we do that, the more businesses are going to want to locate downtown.
So carpeting aplenty.
Carpeting aplenty. That's right. And we can do it quick for you.
Stop down and see the guys out. Today you need an appointment, right?
Today you need an appointment. So just come over tomorrow or just give us a call. You can always call if you wanted to call ahead. But you stop in. We're happy to hear you.
And that number is?
782-1971.
Thanks, Ted.
Thank you.